This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I don't want to talk some Golden Gopher basketball on the women's side. The Minnesota Golden Gopher women basketball team, they lost a heartbreaker yesterday against the 7th-ranked team in the country, the Maryland Terrapins.
Maryland.
Maryland's undefeated.
It's Maryland.
They're 11-0. And they're 1-0 in the Big Ten. The Gophers, 6-3. 0-1 in the Big Ten, and clearly you guys understand that was the first game in the Big Ten season for both institutions. The Gopher women should have won that game. There's no excuses to make about it. They blew massive leads. The Gophers were up by 14 at halftime. They were up late against Maryland. Maryland got it into overtime. And with, what, roughly, what, 45, 50 seconds left in the game, the Gophers were up 9. They were up 99-90. The final score was 100-99. They led 99-90 with 47 seconds left. They gave up 10 points in the final 47 seconds. I bring this up because the Golden Gopher basketball team that should have won that game, and I believe they're still going to be a really good team this year, they have an issue at point guard. They don't have a true point guard. And I think that's going to be a problem for the Gopher women the entire year. against elite teams. That's going to be a problem. So, look, I think they're a good team. I think they're going to continue to get better. But that was a meltdown. That was a meltdown. And that was a game in which you saw great performances from Grace Grochowski. Tori McKinney was also awesome. They got nothing out of Amaya Battle. They got nothing out of Marbron. Those two leaders on their team did not play well. Sophie Hart, gutting it out, didn't play well. But bench didn't do anything for you. The Gopher women have a point guard issue. They don't have one. They got people trying to piece it together. They don't have a true traditional point guard. They don't.
Yeah, and that's a problem when you do get into the later stages and you know, you need somebody that's going to be a ball handler. There is an issue if you don't have that one person that you can put the ball in their hands and say, okay, we're going to trust you when we absolutely need somebody to take care of it. Because when you put those numbers out there, that's not good. You know, like you're mentioning, you know, the steals and the lay, like everything that combined to blow that 9-point lead in 40 some odd seconds.
They couldn't inbound it and get it past half court.
I mean, that's why you need the backcourt. That's why you need your go-to. And it is hard when you don't have that person, because every team should have that one that no matter what, they can get open, they can rub off of a screen, they can pop out. Like, they will know how to get open, because there's just something about point guards that they know exactly where they have to be because they're the initiator of everything.
I just, that was the part that really, and look, it was Maryland. Maryland was good.
Mm-hmm.
Maryland's a top 10 team that's undefeated. But
this is one of those you're going to look
that
back.
That hurt, man. That really hurt.
This is one you're going to look back at, and they're going to be like, man, this would have been one of those really good, what they call the quadrant one wins.
If you end up on the bubble for the NCAA tournament,
this is what they're going
to
look at.
You go back to this game, and you're like, man, yeah, we really screwed it up right here.
At home against Maryland, you had everything in, you had everything working your way. And considering, Henry, like you said, you didn't get much out of Amaya Battle. You didn't get much out of Maura Braun. I mean, you got decent numbers, but, you know, you look at it and you're like, they played a lot of minutes, but you didn't get a whole lot from them. And that's the frustrating part when you've got a good team. Now the key is from here, okay, you lost this game. Now, how do you rebound again? And I don't like the whole you have conference and then you have some more non-conference, because they're going out of conference, take on Alabama, A&M, and then Wyoming, and got that. It's like once you start with the conference, you have to actually stay in conference. That's how I feel. I don't know. It's just a little weird, because you don't know how you can bounce back from this if you're taking on a subpar team. You know what I mean? Like
you don't like when they get into the conference season and then I don't have a problem with it at this particular point because it's the holiday season. Like, most people aren't getting into the crux of their season right away. Like this is something new for the Big Ten. Typically, the Big Ten starts to get closer to tipping off their season right around New Year's.
Right after all the invitationals.
So I don't really have an issue. I don't have an issue with it.
Yeah, to me, it's just a little weird when you look at the schedule, and you've got Maryland, and then you're going back out to take on, you know, these teams. Like, okay, we're going to continue to go play some of these non-conference, but you've got this one game against Maryland. Because especially after a game like this, you want to see how your team bounces back. And now you're not going to know, because Alabama, A&M, no offense, they don't count. Wyoming, no offense, they don't count. Not until you get back into conference play.
Yeah, I just, this is, this part of their team is going to be an issue. I'm concerned about it.
And you can't.
I'm concerned about that. And I'm concerned about it the same way that, like, we're concerned about the quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings, or that we're concerned about, you know, with the Timberwolves not having a point guard. It seems like point guard play in this particular state right now isn't that great. But that's, I want to see the women Gophers play extremely well. I just think that this is going to be the thing that holds them back. I think that's the one area of this team that's going to hold them back.
What was, and I just brought Bridley Glenn. I know that she, well, there was some, who was it that transferred to UND? I'm trying to remember who it was. But there was somebody that played for the Gophers, and now she went up to UND, and I can't remember. Just like a couple weeks before the season started, she transferred up to Grand Forks, and I cannot remember her name for the life of me.
What's the point, though?
I was just wondering if she was like one of the guards, like if she was a point guard, if they lost her right before the season. Like I don't know. I can't remember who it was. I'll have to check.
651-461-9226. Coming up next, let's call Donald Trump's anti-Somali hate for what it is. We get to that next year on The Lake Show. You know, we have to call Donald Trump's anti-Somali hate for what it is. It's racist. I've heard conversations earlier today on the Chad Hartman show. And I can't remember specifically the guest that he had on. He had a good guest on, a GOP, former GOP representative. And that person wrote a letter, I guess, to the president. And he said to Chad Hartman earlier today that he was shocked that, you know, when Donald Trump said that. How were you shocked that Donald Trump said what he said about Somalians in the state? Like,
have you met your president?
Where have you been? And this is the part that quite honestly disturbs me and also makes me angry, is whenever people say that they're shocked at him doing and saying things like this, have you been living under a rock? Because it's insulting when people say that they're shocked. Nobody should be shocked at the stuff that Donald Trump says or does. No. You should not be surprised at this point. He is a gross human being. He is just morally bankrupt. He says and disrespects people across the board. He does. Except for people that align with him, okay? If you don't align with him, you're disgusting. But there's something in my stomach that just moves, and I'm like, oh gosh, I can't believe you just said this. You're surprised at Donald Trump there? Like, what's surprising at this point?
Yeah, nothing is surprising at this point. Like, you hear it from. You hear it when he's talking about anybody from, you know, anybody from a foreign land. It's not, you can say nothing shocks you and you're surprised. I'm shocked in the sense that whoever this is, whoever said that, said they were shocked. It could be that maybe they don't want to hear it, but we've all seen it. We've all read it. Even if you think that this is the greatest thing in the world, you know he's going to say it. Like, you know he's going to say it. And even if you're supporting him, you're like, yeah, Somali people are trash. I agree with that. All foreigners are evil drug doers. You know, everybody from Venezuela is, you know, smuggling in cocaine, fentanyl. Yes, I agree with all of that. The very fact that he says it the way that he says it shouldn't surprise anybody. Because that's... I mean, this is part of what we've known for 10 years. And again, whether you like it, you know, whether you don't, it's all about just knowing who this person is. But you can't be shocked by it. I mean, if you're saying you're shocked by it, does that mean you don't approve of it? Or, like, when you say you're shocked, what does that mean to us? You know what I mean? Like, okay, you say you're shocked. am I supposed to be like, okay, I'm glad you find this offensive, or am I just supposed to say, well, I don't know why you're not really more in tune with what the president says?
When people say at this particular point, 651-461-9226, so since people at this point want to act as though they are shocked that Donald Trump says something racist or he goes against a certain group of people, to me it's fake outrage. You are trying to act fake. You are acting fake.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You are acting fake when you do that. You know who he is by now. He started showing you who he was in 2016. So in 2025, to say that you are surprised that he would say this or act this way, you're being disingenuous at best.
It's part of the Trump brand. I feel like one thing Trump does is he's very good with the Trump brand. He's very good about who he is and who he wants to be, who he you know, pains to be, right? He wants to be this all-powerful figure, and it's exercising complete control. So when, you know, you're sitting here and you're demonizing people, and again, we know this is what he is, and if you enjoy it, then that's great. You know, that's on you. I don't find it particularly, you know, okay to be like, oh, you can call people garbage, that's fine. Don't say that you're shocked, because we know that you're not really shocked. I think that's just a way to say, yeah, maybe I agree with it, maybe I don't. It's a way to take a stand without taking a stand. You know what I mean? I feel like people say, well, gee, this surprised me. It's like, well, you say that because that gives you an out. In case it doesn't play with your constituents, you can say, well, I didn't expect this was him. I really didn't expect him to say this.
Well, hold on. I think at this point, when you say, I didn't expect, like, what are you expecting? But I think that you are giving him the benefit of the doubt still when you say, well, I didn't expect him. No, I didn't think he would do it. The man's blowing up ships. He's blowing up people with no confirmation what they're doing. Like, nothing should surprise you at this point. Nothing. Zero.
It shouldn't. But at the same time, when we're talking about Donald Trump, there's just a certain amount of bravado that you know it is going to come with it. You absolutely know that all of this, you know, all of the hoopla is going to come with Donald Trump. That's just, that's who he is. That's what he does. So for any, but I feel like people are now starting to be a little more concerned about themselves politically instead of just blindly aligning with Donald Trump. I feel like more people are starting to be like, well, okay, maybe his words aren't going to play with my base. But you don't want to make a commitment and break from Trump until you know that it's going to be advantageous to do so. I feel like there's still a good amount of the GOP out there that still want to be attached to Trump, but they don't want to deal with the backlash from the constituents that feel like it goes too far.
There is no play in the middle. You got to pick a side. If you're in on Trump and that's your guy, like when you say that you're aligning and you want to be part of Trump, then it's you're taking on the racist takes. You're taking on the sexism. Like you're siding with that. You're not picking and choosing. Well, I'm gonna roll with this.
But you can say, okay, I like his policies, but I don't agree with what he says. I feel like that's the middle ground that
some of the policies are based on racism. So what are you talking about?
Well, that may be.
No, what I'm saying is you gotta stand on something. Like you can't tiptoe around stuff. You just can't.
Well, but
and I'm not gonna be the person to give people that. I don't do that with people. I hate neutral people all the time.
But I feel like
everything is not neutral.
I agree. But there are those who are going to try and play on the fringe of the Trump orbit, but yet you don't want to go all in, because if you go all in,
Chris,
then there are things that you have to answer. People don't want to answer to their constituents for the negative things.
That's why we are screwed up as a nation, is because we keep giving people damn passes for wanting to tiptoe and dip their toe in the pool and say, I'm with Trump on this, but I'm not with Trump on that. No. We got to stop that. That's the reason why America's so messed up in 2025, is because people like you want to give them a pass for doing that. I'm not giving those passes.
I'm not giving them a pass, but this is what I see happening.
And I'm saying that we got to stop giving people those damn passes. We have to. For anybody to look me in the face in 2025 and act like they are surprised that Donald Trump would go about the business of saying or doing things in the way that he's doing it now, I find that repugnant. I think it's disingenuous. And to me, you're lying to our face. You're acting as though you're trying to show empathy or sympathize with a community. You're actually not.
But the issue is you have got reps that are trying to serve two masters. You're trying to serve Trump and you're trying to serve your constituents. Those two sometimes are diametrically separate. So you got to ride that middle ground. You got to figure out, okay, where can I stay on Trump's good side, but where can I also?
Who are they supposed to serve?
Well, they're supposed to serve their constituents.
What do you have your answer?
But
you have your answer right there.
Yeah. Well, we know that's not always going to be the case, though.
I'm just saying we got your answer. I'm not saying that that's what happens. I'm saying you have your own answer. You just answered your own question.
If you serve your constituents and you are not loyal to Trump, he will get you primaried, and that is what and he will say something mean about you on Truth Social.
That's fine.
That is what people don't want. People do not want Donald Trump to say bad things about them.
But Chris,
on Truth Social,
that is the part of the human element that is ridiculous. That people live in a world where they're so afraid of somebody because they're afraid they're going to get primaried. Have a backbone and be a human being and have some moral fiber. Have some moral fiber. I would never in a million years go against people and do things wrong because I'm scared to lose my job. Like, what world are you living in?
But that is just, It's self-preservation.
Yeah, that sucks. To be morally bankrupt, that's not a good place to be in.
Yeah, I feel like less people are going in.
We have to call those people
all the way. Well, that's just the thing. But until there's an actual tangible, until they're losing something tangible, it's going to continue to happen. And it's going to be
a thing. Not okay.
No, it's not okay.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, guess what was announced? Well, just yesterday. The Gophers are headed back to a bowl game. We get to that next. Couple of segments ago, really at the top of the hour, I was talking about Gopher basketball and the issue that I think is going to be a little bit of a bugaboo for them this year, and that's the point guard play because they don't have a true point guard. And one of the texters, he didn't like the topic. I guess he didn't care about Gopher basketball, and I support the women just the same way I support the guys. And basically was like, who cares about it? Come up with something relevant. And of course I care about it because I'm talking about it. Those type of people, I just block them. Like, I move on. I just block them. And when you're blocked, you're not just blocked from like this show.
It's the whole station.
You're blocked for this. Like, when that's the energy that you're bringing, about one topic out of the entire show that's about the Gopher women's basketball team, like, reevaluate yourself. Really. I mean, seriously. Like, that's a text that you could have kept.
I mean, not every...
Thanks for listening, but come on, man. Do better.
Yeah, not every topic is going to, resonate with everybody. And that's okay. I mean, that's why we've got, four or five different subjects every hour for three-hour shows. So,
that's just the type of text that you can keep. Seriously. You talk Gopher women for literally, 8 minutes... And, why are you talking about this? Talk about something that's relevant. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine, man. We're done with your text here, WCCO. Thank you. Let's talk Gopher men's football. Are you ready to go bowling, Chris?
I'm so ready to go bowling. Where are we going?
Are you stoked?
I am stoked. Where are we going?
You're not stoked.
That was fake, man. Fake?
That was fake.
I mean, just because I didn't get up and my body not jiggling doesn't mean I can't be enthused. Yeah, let's go bowling.
You said that with the enthusiasm of, I don't even know, man.
How much? Okay, hold on. Tell me where we're going. Tell me the bowl that the Gophers are going to, and I'll give you excited.
So wait, hold on. That's how this is supposed to work? I have to tell you which bowl game they're going to.
Yes.
For you to get, you can't just be excited for them just to be going bowling.
Oh, I'm thrilled, but I'll be even more excited when I know where they're going.
They're going to the Rate Bowl.
Yes.
And they're playing New Mexico.
The Rate Bowl. God damn, man, that's the cherry on top of the sundae right there.
It's in Phoenix.
Yes. Who doesn't want to go to Phoenix in the wintertime? Hot dog. Beats going to New York or Detroit or,
Well, hold on. It's definitely better than going to Detroit. Like, I don't think that any Gopher fan wants to ever hear about Detroit.
You don't want to go to the Music City Bowl or the Motor City Bowl?
The Motor City Bowl.
Motor City Bowl?
Oh, yeah. People are over that, man. I'm dead serious. So they're going to... The Rate Bowl.
The Rate. Is that the guaranteed rate or is that just rate?
It's called the Rate Bowl. December the 26th. I think it might have used to be called the Guaranteed Rate Bowl.
Oh, yeah. If it's not the Guaranteed Rate Bowl.
What's the difference? Rates in the name.
Well, I mean, if it's not a guaranteed rate is better than a regular rate because you're guaranteeing it. So, yeah, I'd rather go to the guaranteed rate.
Is the company guaranteed rate still around, or is it rate now?
I don't know, but they should not have dropped the guaranteed from their name if that's the case. Because then if I'm the Gophers, I'm like, you know what? I'm passing on the Rate Bowl, but I'm going to the guaranteed Rate Bowl.
All right, so the question out there on the text line, 651-461-9226. What was the last bowl game that you truly cared about with the Golden Gophers? Because I feel like the last actual bowl that anybody cared about was the Outback Bowl.
Yes, I totally agree. I totally agree. Because you had the opportunity, the Outback Bowl with Auburn. That's one of those premier bowls. And it's so hard to get those when you've got a premier bowl for Minnesota to be in the New Year's Day conversation, that's a big time. If you're playing on December 31st or January 1st, you're playing in a big boy bowl.
That was a big boy bowl. Auburn, you SEC this.
Yeah, see? You're playing a big boy SEC team, and you beat them in the biggest bowl that you have played. So absolutely, I think that's great. I mean, that was such a huge bowl for the Gophers, but they couldn't capitalize on it. Because then you go back to the Duke's famous Mayo Bowl. So, I mean, that's the last one that I can think of off the top of my head.
Oh, man.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Because everything else runs together. Like any bowl game that's not your December 31st or January 1st, like it's just kind of like, those are the two college football days. Like anything before Christmas, are we really that excited about a bowl that's going on, you know, December 22nd? No, not really. Not really.
Hey, the text line, they love the other text from the other. They said, how about ND not accepting a bowl bid? Would like your thoughts, or did I miss it? Yeah, we talked about that in the opening hour.
Yeah, that was was about 6:30.
Go listen to the podcast. We had some very passionate takes about mm-hmm. that. And yeah, the fact that Notre Dame is not going bowling is, it sucks. It's not good.
And it's on them. This is completely on Notre Dame. I hate it when schools or people play the victim, right? You don't perform, and then you get mad when you don't get what you feel you deserve. Well, I'm sorry, but you have to up your game. It's very simple, Notre Dame. Get your poop in a group. It's very, very simple. K-State, sorry about that. Iowa State, sorry about that. Like, at the end of the day, and the podcast actually might not be up yet. I've still got it. But okay. But it will be up. It will be up because we have to, like, tweak a few things. But to the Texter Got It podcast, if it's not there, I know it's not there. I give it maybe till the top of the hour, and then it will be the first thing that I will put up on Henry Lake's page and it'll be about halfway through. That's when, they said
they're going to listen. Yeah, we talked about it for an entire 30 minutes.
Yep.
I'm not happy with Notre Dame. I'm not happy with any institution that said that they were not going to accept a bowl bid. All of them. Yeah.
So what was the whole point of playing this season?
Yeah, exactly.
You played the games. Okay. You didn't win. And then all of a sudden you're like, well, you know what? I'm mad. We didn't get the bowl that I felt we deserved. So you know what? We're going to go home. We're not going to take this extra game.
From the 763, how about women's volleyball? We did not talk about women's volleyball. I have not watched women's volleyball, but I do know that the Minnesota volleyball team, they beat Iowa State, and they are in the Sweet 16.
Yeah, and I mean, as for women's volleyball, before I came here on a couple different occasions, my last time, 2008 through like 2011, I did University of Minnesota women's volleyball play-by-play at the Pavilion. I did it for Gopher Sports with Mike Ebert, who's a fantastic coach. Mike Ebert was great with like Brooke Dieter, who was a big-time hitter. So, I mean, I'm a big fan of the non-revenue generating sports.
They've always been good too.
That volleyball team has been when Hugh McCutcheon took over,
and they beat Iowa State.
Yes,
and so you take that, Jonathan Lowe.
Oh wow,
J Lo is a Mizzou and an Iowa State guy. Take that, J Lo.
But see, at the same time though, but you got to be nice to him because Iowa State's losing their head coach to Penn State. He might be struggling with that right now.
Yeah, but he's still got Mizzou.
No, that's true. Hey, Coach G just signed a deal, so we got Coach D hanging around. Good for them. Good for Coach D.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, I love women's volleyball.
I love the text line right now. From the 763, I'm a season ticket holder, and I watch and love every bowl they play in. This was supposed to be against a Big 12 team. New Mexico is likely best Mountain West team. They had wonky tiebreak to keep them out of conference title game. Enjoy the season. That's interesting.
Yeah, well, I
love that. I love that. A texter that just texted in from the 763, I love that. I love when you support your team through thick and thin. I love it. I'm dead serious. I love that because I've said this once, and I've said it actually about 1,000 times. We are the bandwagon state. We are fair weather.
Well, all these fans are getting athletic tape for taping up those ankles, shopping, you know, on and off the bandwagon. I mean, that's just what it is. But
not that texture, though.
No. And I do like how some of these bowls – see, and this is also part of it, too, with these teams that don't realize. These bowl games, and the texture is leading into a comment here, just a quick one because I know that we've got to take a break. But you've got these tiers and things are slotted. You've got the eighth best Big Ten team against the sixth best Mountain West team or something like that. You know what I mean? So you've got these slotted up. So it's not like they're picking and choosing. Oh, guess what? We want to take this team. No, you are there based on where you were in the standings. This is all predetermined. So yeah, schools, chill out.
Final segment of the Lake Show is coming up next. As we wrap up this show, it's getting late at Target Center because tip-off tonight was 6:30, and the Wolves trail the Phoenix Suns 103-97 with 4.5 minutes remaining. Not a good night for the Wolves so far.
The whole week has been, I mean, I know they've been winning.
Yeah, they're playing to the level of their competition.
But I mean,
that sucks.
They did it with New Orleans twice last week. Without Zion. And you're like, I mean, they've already blown a lead to Phoenix before. It just seems like, I don't know if they're just disinterested in some of these games. And I mean, Phoenix doesn't have Devin Booker tonight. But yeah, you just feel like
the loss that much worse.
Yeah. You just, I don't know. I look at the Wolves and I'm just like, why do you make two Western Conference finals in a row and now you just feel like you're a team that feels like they can just turn it on when they want to? Like, you're not that team. You're not that team.
What did I tell you, though, a couple of weeks ago? The Wolves are not playing well, in my opinion. They're just getting by.
Yeah.
It's not like the schedule's been really tough. They're just not, they're not playing good basketball. To me, at least, to start the year, they're not.
No, they're not.
Not to say they can't get better, because they can. We've seen them improve the last couple of years. Specifically last year when they had pieces that were new. But get a timeout, man. Get a timeout.
Yeah.
You got to get a timeout.
You're down six. Yeah. I mean, Mark Williams is good. Mark Williams ain't this good. You know what I mean?
He's a nice young player, though.
He is a good young player. But you gotta make better decisions, too. I feel like sometimes this team doesn't really... They don't execute at times. They look very sloppy. Very, very sloppy at times.
Yeah. The Wolves are...
Disjointed? Not, discombobulated?
They're not playing up to their potential.
Disinterested?
At all. They're not. And it bugs me to death. It really does. This team should be better than what it is.
Well, and you know, the games that you're playing now, I hate when people get to the end of the season, you're like, oh, man, every game matters. Well, yeah, but these games matter just as much as those games. So why are you not putting the onus on these games when maybe these are the ones that you really need to focus on? You really need to work on these ones in December, not let these get away, because then in April, then you're going to look back and say, man, you know, these are ones we needed to have. Well, yeah, no kidding.
All right, programming note this week, it'll sound a little bit different. Tomorrow, Lindsey Brown is in for Chris Tubbs, tomorrow and Wednesday.
Yes, she is.
And then on Thursday, I'm actually in for Chad Hartman. Chad Hartman, another vacation day, shocker. I'm not going to take shots at Chad. I got plenty of vacation I got to burn up here before the end of the year.
Where's he going golfing at?
Who knows? Wherever he wants to go.
Oh, yeah, Is he down in, maybe he's going to go to the Gophers bowl game, too. Maybe
I mean,
go
Chad is, Chad's got deep pockets, man.
Well, that's true, ain't
it? It's Chad Hartman.
It's Chad, yeah. Chad Hartman's
still okay.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Come on, now.
I know. So we get one day in the books, and then, well, we got next week together for a little bit, for like 4 days.
Because you're off Friday, too, right?
Yeah, I'm off on Friday. I've got... Choir concert tomorrow, not mine, thankfully, my daughter. And then I got parent-teacher conferences on Wednesday. And then, yeah, Friday I took off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop.
Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.